Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, we both know that the agriculture industry is an essential part of each and every life in South Carolina. One of the big goals here the last few years has been to teach the public about where their food comes from. And one way to go about that is through agritourism.
You're right. It does combine agriculture and tourism, two of our largest industries, agriculture being the largest and probably tourism next. So when you blend the two, you get a great activity that is a supplemental revenue source for our farmers, but again, a great chance for families whose connections to the farm might now be 3 to 4 generations back to get out, take their children, enjoy a great day, and then learn a little bit more about where your food's coming from.
And these farms that are involved in agritourism, they make the whole experience fun. It's not like going to a day of school.
No, that's exactly right. If you get out there, they always, even on a bad day, they seem to be excited about the folks coming. And they know that first time out there is critical for them to come back a second time. And they really just roll out the red carpet as much as possible. They learn from every group that comes how they can make it better. And it's reflecting in the amount of agritourism activity that we see from one end of the state to the other.
Now, a lot of times these agritourism farms, sometimes it's the farm as it's working on a day-to-day basis, and sometimes they do things really special, like a hayride or a corn maze or something to that effect.
Well, that's why the fall is probably the main season for agritourism farmers. You said it right, with the corn maze, which is very popular, and the pumpkin events around Halloween right through Thanksgiving. So getting out there, pick that pumpkin or do some fall vegetable picking, pick your own, but getting out, a lot of the farmers are just making a special weekend that they really ramp up for. I know Beechwood Farms up in Marietta is doing a big event in October, and then over at Split Creek Farms over toward Anderson, they're doing something in October. So again, we see that our farms really recognize the fall is the time to bring folks out and get out there on the farm and just see how our farms operate, learn a little bit, and have fun while you're doing it.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.